ओम शांति। अव्यक्त मुरली 25th December 1969। There will also be such a stage in which whatever thought arises in someone else's mind, it will reach you in advance. There will be no need to speak or hear that. But it will only happen like that you can read the thoughts of others when you fully apply a brick to your own thoughts. The brick should be powerful. I think this is already read. Yeah, because it is reprinted over here. Yeah, it's reprinted. Okay, so next one will be, it's something, all these Murlis actually are revolving around thought. So there is a common thread everywhere. Okay, this Murli is of 8th June 1971. There will also be no need to say anything through your lips. You will be able to carry out a task successfully through your thoughts. In the beginning, you had to speak a great deal through your lips, where in order to prove your task, for then only did you attain success. Now, you are even able to carry out your duty by speaking less. Later, you will have this practice. Your thought will carry out a task. You will be able to call anyone through your thoughts. You will be able to inspire someone for a task through your thoughts. You have these powers also, but you have to use them considering it to be your duty. You receive this attainment through following Srimad. Just as you press a button and have an entire screen on television, in the same way you would have a thought here and the entire picture would be clearly drawn in other person's intellect. You will have such a connection, you will have the attainment of all these powers. See, Baba is talking about service. Earlier you used to do service through lips, but a time will come when you will be able to carry out a task successfully through your thoughts. In the beginning you had to speak a lot and then you attained success, but a time will come when you will be able to carry out your duty by speaking less. Your thoughts will carry out a task. You will also be able to call anyone through your thoughts. You will be able to inspire someone for a task through your thoughts. To call someone through our thoughts. To inspire someone through our thoughts. To do service through our thoughts. This is a new thing. Mental service through the mind. To call someone through our thoughts. We are calling and that person hears that voice. To inspire someone through our thoughts. That person is not here. We have not spoken to him. He is somewhere, maybe to some distant place. But he got that inspiration sent from here. That day we were discussing about telepathy and we saw about the 10 different methods or stages. We will again revise those things. If suppose you have to do it as an experiment, first of all you have to decide who is sender and who is receiver. We will see more today on this first point. Second point was, you should have belief. You should have belief in the process, in this process of mind-to-mind communication. It is also known as mind-to-mind message, mind-to-mind messaging. You are sitting here, you are sending out a message to somebody and that person is receiving. Many people are skeptical about this. They don't believe in this very process. They say it is foolish. It is superstition. It is the hallucination of your mind that you are thinking that you are talking with somebody who is not present here. It's a delusion. So, a firm belief in this process. See, Baba is talking about this telepathy in 1971. He He started talking about this from 1969 about sending out thought waves. We don't see so much about Mansa Seva, mental service in Sakar Murlis. Baba has just used one word, service through mind, body, wealth. But the profound exposition or the details of that has come in Avyakta Murlis. So the first step is deciding who is sender and who is receiver. Second step is to have firm belief in this process. Third is physical relaxation. You should be physically relaxed if you want to send out a thought wave, if you want to send out a message, if you want to send a emotion, a feeling that time. Another is mental health. You should be mentally healthy. If your mind is suffering from mental maladies like jealousy, avarice, greed, and all vices, whatever we call them, so you are not mentally healthy. You can also add here, just as WHO describes wealth as physical, mental, social and spiritual well-being of a person, that is the definition of health. One should be absolutely healthy. Health is not merely an absence of disease or infirmity. Infirmity means weakness. Actually, to define health is a very difficult task. You can define disease, but to define health is the most difficult task. Nobody has yet defined what is health. We always say it is the absence of this, or it is a spiritual, but still exact what is health is a very difficult definition. The nearest definition is reached by World Health Organization. It is the complete well-being of a person. Physical, social, mental, social well-being of a person, even that spiritual, and not merely an absence of disease or infirmity. So, for giving Sakash or for sending out thought wave, even the person who is the receiver and sender both should be healthy in one way. Then this process will take place quite fast. But here, we have to give vibrations to those souls who are very weak, who are mentally, spiritually, socially unhealthy. But in this 10 points I am talking about, if you carry out an experiment where somebody becomes a sender and somebody becomes a receiver. Another is, next point is about the transmission. You can say visualization first and then transmission. Visualization, you have to see that thought wave you are sending is going. This thing. Also, you have to see that person in great detail to whom you are giving your thought, your feeling, your emotion, a new plan or inspiration or encouragement. In yesterday's Murli, while talking with the London group, Baba has talked about the flying stage. You come down just for one purpose. What is that? You just come down only for one purpose. Otherwise, you have no business to come down. You want to take those soul up. Two words Baba has used, encouragement and enthusiasm. To give them encouragement and enthusiasm. Because they are disheartened, very weak, they have lost enthusiasm in sorrow, in depression, in despondency. To bring them up, that is the only reason for which we come down. We are constant servers. So, here, we have to see that soul in great detail, to visualize that person in great detail, whomsoever we want to give our thought. Sixth is transmission. To see that the thought is going, it's reaching that person. And all these things in fact requires a lot of concentration. Next stage is when you have delivered that message, you should know when to stop stopping. They say that you carry out this experiment every day for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You may not get immediate success, you have to keep on trying. See that in great detail. The thought is going and reaching that person. And then stopping this process. Now I stop this. I have started the process, now I stop this. It is not that you just sat and you started giving sakash and then you got up and come for the class. There should be starting points, there should be ending point. I started giving sakash, now I stop, now I carry out some other activities. It is also work where there is a starting point and ending point. So do it like this. So you should know when to stop. The next point was about receiver. About receiver. 8 point receiver. That receiver should have a, his mind should be like blank slate. And he should start jotting down immediately whatever new thoughts he is receiving in his mind. So something of related to receiver. 9th point is they should meet and they should discuss. They should see what was sent, that was received or not. And last point, 10th point is about re-experimenting. So these are the 10 steps if you at all want to carry out such experiment. Even here in this class also sometimes I had thought of carrying out this experiment. We can divide this class into 2 groups. One, and this is group A, group B. They will try, they will be sender, they will be receiver. They will try to send out one thought, maybe that could be one self-respect. And this other group will try to catch. And let's see what is the success. Even this experiment can be carried out. So, here Baba is saying about 2 things. To call soul through our thoughts, and to inspire soul through our task, through our thoughts for any task for that matter. So this, what are the qualifications which are required to become a sender? That is the topic of discussion. What qualifications are required for becoming a sender? Slate of mind should be clear. There is one Jagdish Bhai's class on this and he has said 4 qualifications are needed. I am adding 5th one to that. So first qualification, as he said rightly, purity. Purity. The mind should be very much clean and clear. Otherwise you cannot be qualified to give sakash, to send out thought waves. Because we have to inspire people. Yesterday Murli Baba was saying, they should feel that you are our close relative. So how much closely we must be bound to those souls. You are our close relatives. First connect, first relationship and then connection. You are our world mother. They are thirsty for this type of sustenance. Which type of sustenance? As if you are world mother, unlimited mother. Shakti mother. They are not happy just with your form of power. They want mother. A mother who will empower them. A mother who will make them healthy and wealthy. A mother who will help them in overcoming all the obstacles. A mother who will become an obstacle. Who will help them becoming destroyer of obstacles. And then there will be the voice from each and every corner. These are the ones, yahi hai and vahi hai. How this voice will come? We should be so closely related to those souls. So closely bound to that, those souls, as if I am the world mother, the mother of the entire humanity. I am mother of everyone, Jnani as well as Ajnani, Brahmin as well as non-Brahmins, the virtuous, the vicious, the righteous, the unrighteous, everybody's mother. Such unlimited vision. So, the first qualification for a sender is purity of mind. Second is self-respect. A good practice of self-respect. Soman. Good practice of self-respect. You can take any self-respect. Baba has given so many self-respect. They are scattered over the span of 7 to 8 decades. So many self-respect. In one Murli, you can take one self-respect and practice it whole day. So second qualification is good practice of self-respect. Third qualification which is required for giving Sakash is unlimited disinterest. If you are attached to some person, you cannot give Sakash to that person. If you are attached to somebody, you cannot give Sakash. You cannot inspire that person. We have to inspire people for carrying out tasks of service. So for that, what you need is unlimited, limitless, self-disinterest, dispassion. You know, there is no equivalent word for vairag in English. The closest is this dispassion, disinterest. But there is another word in English, uninterest. What is the difference between these two? I am uninterested and I am disinterested. Yeah? Positive or negative? Both means something same. But what is the difference between I am disinterested, I am uninterested? Student is uninterested in studies. Judge is disinterested in the court case. The words which are used in English language, one is disinterest, another is uninterested. Student is uninterested in the study of mathematics. So means no interest. Straightforward. But judge is disinterested in the case. Unbiased, impartial. There the word disinterested is used. So that is the difference between uninterest and disinterest. But Baba uses it in some other way. Or the English translation. That of course is not done by Baba. Baba has used only one word, vairag. And spiritualists down the ages have used the word dispassion for vairag. But most of the spiritualists have not replaced this word and they call vairagya or vairagya. Same as it is in Hindi. So here the word is disinterest. We are dispassionate. Absence of rag is vairag. Where there is no rag, no attachment, that is vairag. So this is another qualification. Next qualification for becoming a sender is good wishes and pure feelings. Shubh bhavana and shubh kamana. Good wishes and pure feelings. If we have even slight feeling of disgust, slight feeling of hatred for anybody, we cannot qualify for this post of Sakash sender. And last qualification is angelic state. Angelic state. Practice of angelic state. We have to practice this angelic stage. So, in order to become sender, purity, a very high amount of purity, a very great level of purity is required. Otherwise, to gain success in this task is difficult. So, we can take yesterday's Murli, there was one self-respect related to purity. What was that? Yesterday's Murli. Special deity souls have got five qualifications. Ishta Devta, they have got five qualifications. What are they? Supremely pure. I am supremely pure soul. One. Second, merciful for everyone. Third, master bestower of blessing. Fourth, special deity, good wishes for everyone. And fifth, I told in this Mansa Seva class just now, fifth one, master ocean of spiritual love. These are the five qualifications you should have to become worship worthy. Worthy to be worshipped. Special deity soul means Ishta Devta. And then only you will be seen to the worldly soul as guide, angel, messenger, master. Which master? Enlightened master. This is the word which is quite often used. Enlightened master. Enlightened master. So the world will look at us like this. We will be revealed in front of the world like this, as if we are their guides. Nobody is giving them guidance. We are giving them guidance. Those followers, those great souls in the world, they just create followers. They don't make children who can claim a status, who can claim the father's inheritance. But here, so the practice of self-respect, purity, unlimited disinterest, good wishes for everyone. Good wishes for everyone, because we are world mother, because we are world mother. I am unlimited world mother. Let us bring this motherhood in our life. This is such a beautiful practice. Nobody has ever taught this before. There are people who have become world mother. They have tried to imbibe this feeling of world mother. But Baba is telling this for everyone. Every Brahmin soul is world mother. So practice, I am unlimited world mother, Shakti mother. A mother introduces son to father and enables him to meet father. So they should say, just as you say, just as you enjoy all relationships with father, they should have all attainments from you. This is such a, you know, what a beautiful Murli. So these five things are required, and let us imbibe, dharan, imbibe all these five qualifications and become a sakash sender. Qualify to become a sender, and let's inspire people through our thoughts. Let's talk with them. Let's emerge them. Baba said, these sanskar are merged in Brahmins. These sanskars of special deity soul are merged. Let us emerge those soul sanskars now. That is your task. First become the embodiment of awareness, Smriti Swarup. And then become embodiment of power, Samarthi Swarup. And then come on the stage. Not before that. Do not speak. First this. And then automatically service will take place. So this is what is Baba. Baba is saying, when he says that, you have to serve through your mind. Om Shanti.